Emil Weber pulls a smartly restored book and a piece of cardstock to a table in his office in Stans. Inside the cardstock are 90 crisp and remarkably preserved playing cards.
So, just have a look. It's no problem to touch them. We just discovered them. That's the reason they are in such good condition.
Weber says the cards are more or less 500 years old, likely made in Basel in the 16th century. They feel like light cardboard and were hidden beneath a flap in a book cover.
So it's quite common today to find inside book covers old documents, but to find playing cards, that's a rare find.
Weber says he spends most of his days filing modern records in one of the canton's three storage rooms, but he still takes pleasure in historic finds like this one, if only for the speculation it allows.
If you imagine how they lived or how they played with these cards, talking about the politics at the time, laughing together, that's quite amazing sometimes.
Weber says Nidwalden actually banned certain card games in 1572, with an offense costing you 10 gold pieces or a month's wage. The only games specifically allowed were those played with tarot decks, like a game called the Empress or Tarok. The Swiss gold standard for card games nowadays, though, is Yas. Yas is so popular it is broadcast on public television on a Saturday program called Samstag Yas.
Guten Abend miteinander, das ist der Samstag Yas.
With his 500-year-old cards, archivist Emil Weber describes the game's premise.
There are four colors: the Schild, Rose, Schelle, and Eichle.
Those are shields, flowers, bells, and acorns.
It's similar to poker cards, and the higher card beats the lower card. And that's how you play.
So opponents work in teams to play high-value cards to earn as many points as possible, vaguely similar to spades or bridge.
In the 16th century, the highest card is the king. Then comes the, we say, Ober, the Under, or the Bauer heute. The farmer. And then comes the banner, the flag, and then come the number cards.
Weber admits there are many questions and not many answers with these cards, but they are another piece of a rich history in Nidwalden. The cards will likely end up behind this flood-proof, bomb-proof vault door where the canton's written history is held.
This charter dates 1218. That's the oldest we have. You can see that's parchment. You can feel the hide.
1218, more than 70 years before Nidwalden, at that time called Unterwalden, signed a defensive pact with Uri and Schwyz to form the basis of modern-day Switzerland. And that historic pride is not lost on residents. Weber says a couple dozen people have come in off the street in the last week just to see the old Yas cards. Weber admits it's not every day his office finds something so special, but he certainly likes the attention.